Welcome to the Jesus Revealed podcast. It is day 30 and I'm your host, Zintle Mlube. We have gone through 29 days of God's faithfulness and just really looking at and reflecting on the life and ministry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today is no different. This is day 30 and we'll be looking at just the topic of taking up your cross and following Jesus. And we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 16 from verse 24 to 28. And for that, I am joined by, again, Pastor Marcus Thomas. Pastor Marcus, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a joy, Sinclair.
Yeah.
Such a joy to be with you here.
Great. And it's really good to have you here, Pastor Marcus. So let's go straight into it. So this is it's a hard teaching. And its implications are very profound. And there are ones that as all believers, as those then who profess to following Christ, this is a requirement then that Jesus puts up for us. And there's been much that was said, I guess, leading up to this point where he predicts his death. Peter saying, no, he will defend him. No one will touch him. Jesus says, get behind him. And says, get behind me, Satan. Now, but when looking at then him just in this opening sentence in verse 24, if you want to be my follower, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross and follow me. Let's start there, Pastor Marcus, as our opening gambit to say, Jesus saying, give up your own way in order to follow him, and what that means and what the implications of that are.
In other words, if you go back to the King James Version, he says, then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man shall come after me, let him deny himself.
Yeah.
Deny himself, giving up your own way. To deny oneself means to set one's ego apart, to set one's own ambitions apart, to set one's own goals apart. In other words, when Jesus said to take up your cross means sacrifice.
Yeah.
It means laying everything on the altar.
Yeah.
It is not half-hearted commitment. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
It is not a half-hearted commitment. It is a full surrender to God's terms of discipleship. It's a choice to live out that truth and the truth, which you find in Galatians 2, verse 20. Even if it means shame, rejection, or persecution. So we deny our very own ambitions, our own self, so to speak, our egos.
Yeah. And Pastor Marcus, if I can just add there, because there's the giving up, and then but Jesus almost he raises the stakes when he talks around taking up your cross. Because we know what it means if you take up your cross, something is getting nailed to that cross.
100%. Hence, we stated and we ended the last paragraph by saying you could be rejected for doing that. You could be shamed for doing that. You could be a cast out for doing that. So when you look at take up your cross and follow me. So to deny yourself means put you behind yourself.
Yeah.
Put your mind behind yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Philippians 2:5, let the mind that was in Christ now be in you. So what must take place? We must start thinking like Jesus thought. We must start doing what Jesus did.
Yeah. Yeah.
We must show the compassion which Jesus showed.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Deny yourself, take up your cross, meaning you want to pick up that cross? You have to follow me.
Yeah.
And how do you follow me? I, Jesus, denied everything.
Yeah.
I even denied myself and did the will of my Father.
Yeah. 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 That's really, really powerful, Pastor Marcus. Because the next thing that he says is that if you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it.
Correct.
But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? And he then, I guess, he looks at it, or he takes it further again to the disciples and says, if you try to save yourself, or if you try to go your own way, or even maybe try to figure out this walk in your own might or with your own thinking, you will lose it. However, if you go the business of denying yourself and even nailing yourself and taking up your cross, you will actually gain a life.
And this is what is meant by that.
Yeah.
Romans 10, verse 8, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe he's the Son of God, that he died and rose again, you shall be saved.
Mm.
So when we deny ourselves and we pick up this cross, guess what we're doing? We're losing our very own lives.
Yeah.
It is like in baptism.
Sure.
We are no longer baptized in water. We are baptized into Jesus' death now.
Mm.
No longer just for the remission of sins, because that's what John the Baptist did.
Yeah.
Jesus now gave the example. The water being the grave, you being the person, when you go under, you denying yourself. You saying, I'm making an open declaration of my inward confession and belief structure.
So
the same as we are saying, if you will lose your own life for my sake, guess what's going to happen? You're going to gain eternal life.
Yeah.
And that's just it. That's what we are here on earth for.
True.
To gain eternal life.
Yeah.
How do we do that? By losing ours.
Hmm. Yeah.
We have to lose ours.
Yeah. Yeah.
In order to accept his so that we can have eternal life.
Indeed.
Because only
Indeed.
Jesus rose from the grave.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, it really makes us then think about, I guess, new birth and or 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Correct, if any man be.
Yeah. And that whole new creation, but also the other scripture of saying putting to death the old man.
Correct.
So it's not, I think where Jesus is going here, especially when we read it, it's not just, yes, he's saying denying, but he is truly just saying you must die to yourself.
If you go back
yeah.
a couple chapters, Peter denied Jesus.
Mm.
In what? Saying that he did not know him.
Yeah.
You cannot do that in this day and age, because Jesus has already died.
Yeah.
He has already, if we go back to day 7 of my last podcast, said, this day has the scriptures been fulfilled in your ear. So today, we have to accept what Jesus had done.
Yeah.
And when we accept what he had done, we're denying ourselves.
Mm.
We're denying ourselves and following him. So we're accepting open-heartedly, hold-mindedly, both spirit, soul, and body, what Jesus did for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hence we deny ourselves.
Yeah.
So what profited a man that he gained the whole world and loses his soul?
Loses his soul. Yeah.
It is then Minister Zinkler that the soul goes for judgment.
Yeah.
So the soul is judged, your intellect is judged, your emotions are judged.
Yeah.
You know? Hence, I must now follow him.
Hmm.
Do what he did.
Yes.
Say what he said.
Yes.
Teach what he taught.
Yeah. And live how he lived.
There you
Indeed.
Go.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
will Jesus do?
Yeah.
How will Jesus do it?
Yeah.
When will Jesus do it?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor Marcus.
Amen.
And with what you just touched on now around when Jesus says, what profiteth a man then if he gains the whole world, yet then loses his soul? Because I think in this, I guess with the world and us being in the new birth, we put ourselves in direct conflict with the world. We put ourselves in direct conflict with the flesh. We put ourselves in direct conflict with the devil.
100%.
And just referencing then with the temptations in the last time as well
yes,
that you were
yes,
here.
Yes.
And the devil being, I guess, the prince of the air and the ruler of this world, presenting Jesus what he could actually offer him.
Correct.
And Jesus then denying and rebutting that. It means then, when I guess looking at this verse, that he's almost harking back to the things that he denied against the devil's temptation.
100%, sir.
Yeah.
In other words, Jesus could have said, okay, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
But it is written.
Yeah.
So again, Jesus denied himself and obeyed his father's words because it was Jesus who wrote the words.
Yeah.
It was Jesus who spoke the words. Amen. So he was denying what he was supposed to have done and said, it is written.
Yeah.
It is written. So he himself denied himself.
Wow.
Because he knew he had to do this for humanity. You recall Luke chapter 22, the Garden of Gethsemane, not to go on a tangent, not my will, but let your will be done.
Yes.
So again, Jesus had to deny his deity. To do the will of humanity, so that humanity can be returned back to deity.
Yeah, that's truly powerful, Pastor Marcus. And as we then wrap up, how then would you like us to close this out? And to those that are listening to us, we've really went to town on the denying of oneself, the dying of oneself, grabbing onto Christ. But what would you like us to walk away with?
I'd like you to walk away with four specific points.
Yeah.
The first point is obedience to God, obedience to His Word.
Yeah.
The second point, to guard your thoughts. The third point, to practice then self-denial. And last but not least, like you said it earlier on, you alluded to it, is to put on the new self.
Yeah.
The new self being, what will Jesus do?
Yeah.
How will Jesus do it? When will he do it?
Yeah.
You know, in any situation, in any circumstance. So that's what I would say.
Yeah.
I would say, read your Bible. I would say, study the basic instruction before leaving earth. Meditate upon the word, Joshua 1 verse 8.
Yeah.
So it does not depart from you. It does not depart from you. And last but not least, remember that you're not living your life for yourself, but you're living for others. Because others might not read
the denying of,
but others look at you and your behaviors and how you handle it. So again, what profited a man that he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So do what Jesus did.
Amen, Pastor Marcus. Thank you so much. With those words, God bless you.
Amen.
And to those that were listening to us, and in this Jesus Revealed Day 30, we've got 10 more days to go, but I just pray that as we then look to deny ourselves and follow Him, I pray that He may equip us as we strive towards being like Him. God bless you, and see you in Day 31.